Well, why don't we talk then about your personal experience then with Goody?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Actually, I got to know him better somewhat later on than when he was in the Bearcats, because he joined Bill Erickson's quartet at the Monkey Inn, I believe around 1960, perhaps 61, and we played weekly there on Thursday nights, and I got to know him somewhat better. He was always a gentleman, and actually very, very gracious. He had, quote, continental, unquote, manners, you know, with the ladies and so on, and with other people, too. And he had been a prize fighter at one time in his life, and he was very physically fit. He was a trim man, nearly 7 feet tall, and that's why they called him Big Boy. And I was interested in getting into better shape myself, and he actually came to my house and gave me some hints on how to tone up my muscles. And he, when I was talking to him about that at the Monkey Inn one night, he was seated right next to me, and he said, "Here, just tap my thigh." And I did, and it was like hitting a table. The musculature was so hard. I was really astounded. Anyway, he was a delight to play with musically, and well, anyway, he was a gas musically. We were always thrilled to be with him. He kept moving; his part kept moving around, and he could always find a good part to play if he wasn't playing the lead. Many times on the recordings, I think you could hear that he's playing the lead. We traded leads. There were just the two horns, a clarinet, trombone, then a drummer. We had several different drummers, and then Bill Erickson on the piano. So it's a brief rundown of the Monkey Inn scene.
Well, in a way, it's not fair to play these, because, after all, you were a quartet at that point, playing in, where was the Monkey Inn again?
It was on Shattuck Avenue near the Oakland line, and actually the location is where La Peña is now,
La Peña Cultural Center. Some people will be familiar with that.
Pardon?
Some people will be familiar with that location.
Oh, yes, that's right. It's just near Ashby, actually. It's just south of Ashby, about two blocks.
So this was a weekly residency, and so apparently somebody showed up with an Ampex tape recorder or something for a number of the sessions.
Yes, Joan and I can't remember her husband's name, the Bryants. They were both engineers, not recording engineers. I think that's pretty clear. But they had a big, bulky Ampex, and they were good fans and devoted, and they came quite often, yes.
So we're listening to something now that was certainly never intended for broadcast or serious musical appreciation. Nonetheless, I think as we dig through these hours of tapes that there's some really nice stuff in there.
There is. There's some damn good music, if I do say so myself. I was in a little over my head on some of that material. Erickson had a way of, I realize in retrospect, of pushing me. He was a little more sophisticated musically than I was at the time, and he liked to be a kind of a catalyst or push me. And so on a lot of these, the evidence on the tapes show that sometimes when I solo or something, I shouldn't have taken that second chorus. I should have rested content with the first chorus.
Maybe you can give me a little bit more of the flavor of the Monkey Inn. It sounds like it's pretty lively, and maybe even, I think I hear dancers even on some of the tapes.
There actually wasn't a dance floor, but it was a student hangout for UC students, including Cal Bears football players and fraternity guys and so on their first beer bouts, and it could get pretty lively and at times a bit rough. And it had sawdust on the floor. It was definitely a let-your-hair-down kind of place. And it was partly in memory of all that sawdust that I wrote a tune called The Sawdust Blues. I mentioned that in the first interview, too. But one time, the boys got a little rambunctious, and a great big fellow came crashing into the bandstand. We were actually on a riser and knocked Bill Erickson off his chair, and broke the chair. So he was really, this body was really moving. But generally speaking, it was peaceful, and they're just kind of noisy. And what sounds like dancing, I think, is probably foot tapping of myself or Frank Goody on the bandstand, because the microphone was pretty close.